Hexes and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. Rise and shine, folks! Wednesday morning to it is the 14th day of April 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hanlon, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all coming to you live this morning. You text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and on BCSN. If you miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Dan is at Dan in the Studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony at AC Bellino on Twitter. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are we?
Hump day.
Midway through the week here on this Wednesday. What's going on over there? Anything good?
I mean, we have the American League Rookie of the Year. I mean, could it be any better?
This is true. Now James Edwards. The third, our good friend of the show, was tweeting about the fact that he was upset yesterday that during the game when he went to the Tiger shop online, he could not order an Akil Badu jersey. Well, by the, I don't even know what inning it was, but the Tigers were like, hey, look, I know you've been tweeting about it, but hot off the press, here's an Akil Badu jersey if you want.
Listen, he may have tweeted it earlier. I believe I was the tipping point tweet of that movement. So,
oh, were you?
Yes. So I will tell
us more. What happened?
No, I tweeted that as well. I was like, hey, Tigers, when can I get that jersey? And I believe it was like 15 minutes later. So he may have started the movement. I finished the movement. I will take just a solid 65% credit because I'm very generous in that way to give James the initial 35, the startup tweet.
You guys are like the Dudley brothers. Aren't they the ones
Yeah.
Yeah, they pick somebody up and then somebody hoists them up and the other guy grabs his neck and then put him through the table.
Maybe I'll work on that video today. I'll put my face on one, James on the other, put the tweet of, hey, can we get a Akil Badu jersey as the guy getting slammed through the table.
And it's
verbal meme
now.
Right there.
It's available now. So exciting times with the Tigers last night. There's no doubt about that. My goodness. Did not expect this to happen in this series. You know, play well, be competitive, probably going to lose both, right? Did not expect back-to-back winners to start this off. Then with the rubber match coming up today, the Tigers win 8-2 over the Stros last night. More on that game coming up a little bit later. But Akil Badu is a bad, bad man, I'll tell you what. We'll also get to Chris Burke of The Athletic. We'll discuss the Lions and the NFL draft. That's right. The draft is right around the corner. Dates are coming up soon. What is it? What day is it?
It's the 25th, I believe. 25th. Next, yeah, two Thursdays from now.
So it's getting closer. It's getting closer to draft day. They're just, I got to be honest with you.
Draft day is tomorrow. WNBA draft is tomorrow, Anthony.
Drafts that I care about, the NFL draft, the NHL draft, and then the NBA draft, those are all coming up. I'm not saying other people don't care. I'm just saying that personally doesn't. I'm not going to be watching it. You know what, though? I take that back because I might actually
say
follow along to see if Akinray Johnson gets selected out of Michigan.
Right.
So
and I'll probably follow see Kayla Kelly out of CMU, where she goes.
A girl from Central Michigan is in the draft?
Yeah. Hey, wow. She declared early after her junior season. I believe the highest anyone from Central's gone is Crystal Bradford in 2012 went fifth overall.
Is she still in the league?
I believe she's overseas now.
Wow. She was a player.
Make a little more money, I believe.
Yeah. They have a 32-game season, I think, this year. I think that's what I saw yesterday.
They announced I believe their schedule was released yesterday. Their season starts in a month from today.
Yeah, and it's going to be a 32-game schedule instead of...
And they're out of the bubble, so they're doing no bubble this year.
Well, good luck. That's, you know, if you, I mean, not, who knows? Who knows? I was watching the Astros game, and I'm looking right behind home plate. What do you see? Fans everywhere. Fans everywhere. You know, watching a little bit of the Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies last night, they got fans everywhere. They got in L.A.
Yeah, but, hey, everybody's acting like nothing's happening, and...
Well, I believe Houston's is at 50% capacity. That's I'm not sure what Colorado's at. Then for reference, Comerica Park, they're at 20%.
And then the Dodgers played at home yesterday, right?
Did they? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought L.A. had those crazy restrictions. But
L.A.'s been hit really hard. Southern California's had a really rough go with COVID, so they've had... probably the toughest restrictions in the country.
Wild. And they got people there. It's, you know, it's one of those things we took for granted. Now I can't stop looking for it, right? I just can't stop looking to see, you know, are there fans in the stands? Do they have their masks on? How close are people sitting to each other? But people are going out to games and enjoying it. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Matthew Boyd picked up his second win of the season, and the Tigers hit 5 home runs at Minute Maid Park yesterday. Boyd went 6 2/3, gave up 6 hits, only 1 earned run, walked 1, struck out 4, threw 100 pitches. His ERA sits at 1.86. Garcia and Holland came in to clean some things up, and the Tigers were doing really well in the earned runs department. Holland did give up a run and a couple hits in his one inning of relief work, but 8-2 your final rubber match tonight. I'm shocked. More on that game. The Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers players said that they will not be reporting to voluntary off-season workouts. I did read the statement from the Players Association yesterday that the Broncos released, saying basically, look, we didn't have to be at the facility, and... like, the game was good. Like, the quality of play was not hurt whatsoever. Sorry about that. I put my phone on vibrate. So it was a I don't know. I think that we're going to see. I think COVID-19 is one of those things that, you know, when they give you the opportunity to do things virtually or remote, I think that people are going to do it. I think it's more convenient. I think it's better.
You learn how to trim the fat in the work world.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll, you know, if for Denver, I don't really think it's that big of a story. Right, they're not going to report. They've got a lot of COVID issues. A couple guys got it from the facility, and they're like, you know what? We don't need to be in here, so why are we going to do it? Arizona Cardinals have signed ex-Pittsburgh Steelers running back James Conner, so he's on the move and headed to the desert. It's hot there, young man. Be careful. Star receiver Julian Edelman, 34 years old, retired, ending his 12-year career with the New England Patriots. We had that news yesterday. We never got around to it, but there's like this big debate over Julian Edelman, like Hall of Famer. Like, will everybody pump the brakes? Like, compare his numbers to the Hines Ward, and it's like, okay.
I mean, Gronk did say there's a 69% chance that Edelman will come to Tampa Bay.
Of course he will. Just got to sit out a little bit. Just sit out and then go rejoin Tom and the gang. And he'll do exactly what Gronk did when, you know, Gronk was, that deal was going to be made that allegedly was going to send Rob Gronkowski to the Detroit Lions. He said, I'll just retire. All 22 women suing Houston Texans Deshaun Watson are going to disclose their names in amended lawsuits, according to attorneys. So their identities are all going to have to be known. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Paul George has credited his new perspective on troublesome toe for his breakthrough, as the LA Clippers are stretching their win streak a little bit. And Paul George is playing some very good basketball. So whether, you know, whatever the case may be. Andre Drummond on his offensive struggles with the LA Lakers, still trying to figure it out here. He's been trying to figure it out in the league now for a decade, and it ain't working. And that's what we got for our headlines. We'll be back with more. Akil Badu is a bad man. That's next here on X's and Bros and the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM, and baseball is back. As the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's Matt Shepard. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using bonus code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Pistons or Clippers. And if either team hits a three, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, baseball, basketball, hockey, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Pistons or Clippers hitting a three. It's easy. Bet with confidence and turn game days into paydays at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
We invite you to join the conversation on X's and Bros by dialing up the Meijer guest line. Meijer is the official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, Lions, Pistons, and the Michigan Sports Network.
Dead fish changer.
Instead, he lifts it to deep left field. Back it goes, and it is gone! The superstar start continues for Akil Badu. It is amazing what this young kid is doing right in front of our eyes.
And look who it lands on. Tiger fan gets the baseball. Stayed back. The ball was elevated just a little bit. But look at this. Boy, Simo's going to break this down after the game, too. Same swing we saw last night, only this time he shoots it the other way. And you have to let the ball travel. That was an off-speed pitch. You have to let it travel in order to get the barrel to it the way he did.
Akil Badu does it again. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Folks, this is a story that we can get behind. This is a story we can be excited about. This is finally something to watch. It's what we were talking about a little bit yesterday, that he and Casey Mize being so much more than just their numbers and their box score. I mean, this is a glimpse of excitement, a glimpse of hope, a glimpse of finally something's working out. And Badu wasn't a guy who's been sitting in our minor league system for 100 years. As we wait and heard, and
he was sitting America's in the Twins, pipeline. Though.
Oh, wow, Twins. They must hate things.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know what, though? It's just like JD Martinez, right? Just needed a little different space, different place of. But for Akil, he's obviously younger here, and just getting an opportunity, going 2-for-4 last night, scoring a run, picking up an RBI. He did strike out twice. Nobody cares about that. Strikeout or home run. Welcome to the new age of baseball. His average right now is .391. His OBP is .400, and his slugging's .043. Things are looking up for Akil Badu. And it is what I thought was interesting is something that we were talking about yesterday a little bit as Dan was breaking down the run to first base. And Akil Badu actually apologized to A.J. Hinch two nights ago after thinking that his 403-foot double was a home run. and he slapped hands with Ramon Santiago, the first base coach, as he was rounding first base. He bolted out of the box, according to Jason Beck, on his 348-foot home run.
Oh, yes, he did.
To left field. Like, that wasn't going to, you know, that wasn't going to happen again. I think that that is a lot of what we talked about. You know, I don't necessarily, I'm not going to knock him because, oh, he's not hustling. He's Miguel Cabrera. Like, I wasn't going to knock him for that. Like, if you're trotting, you're trotting. If you think it's gone, you think it's gone. But now he knows. Totally fine. Completely fine. And Akil Baddoo has got to be the story in Major League Baseball right now. Between Ryan and James Edwards' efforts to get the jerseys printed and get them up on the shop, the Tiger shop last night, and the Tigers coming out and showing the graphic on the screen, like, hey, now available, like, we have them. I thought that was great. Jamer Candelario last night, he goes 2 for 4, scores 2 runs, drew a walk. How about Ramos, 2 for 5, 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs. He did strike out. I think I just started RBIs with an S. I meant RBI. Nolan Mazzara, 2 for 4, runs scored, 2 RBI. I mean, what else do you really want? Robbie Grossman, leadoff hitter, 0 for 5. Willie Castro, my man, 0 for 5. Those two were combined 0 for 10 with 5 strikeouts. Ugh. But we're focusing on positives here, folks. Positives. A 5-home-run outing. Ramos hit 2 of them. In this, number 6 was in the 5th inning. 1 on, 1 out, and then again in the 9th inning. And I was also seeing via Jason Beck's Twitter that he was getting heckled during that. Quote, Wilson, you suck, a fan yelled for the 3rd consecutive pitch before Wilson Ramos hit a line drive into the right field seats. He's got a team-leading 5th home run this year. Catcher of the future. Tigers have 7 home runs in 14 innings at Minute Maid Park this series. And a 7-1 lead at that point in the game. And I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible right now. And the stat about, I think it's the stat of Wilson Ramos. Because he is a catcher. And last year, even though it was the condensed 60-game season, the catcher position produced just 4 home runs. Wilson Ramos, as you can see, home runs number 5 and 6 on the screen if you're watching on Buckeye Cable or on BCSN. Just a great night all around. And then you get another great night from the pitching mound, right? You get another great night, this one from Matt Boyd, 6 2/3. That's what we want to see. Can you go 6 or longer? So he gets 6 2/3. He gave up 6 hits, not a big deal. 1 earned run, did walk 1, fanned 4. Through 100 pitches in 6 2/3, like, that's an all-in-all really good outing, once again, for the Tigers. They're getting it done at the plate. Got it done pitching. I feel pretty good. I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, because after what we just saw, but this is baseball, right? And you need to measure things in, like, I don't know, 10-game stretches. 10 at a time. Right now, they're 1 game back of 500 at 5-6, but they've won both against the Houston Astros. They were not very competitive against the Cleveland Indians. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Twins. So this was very much, I think, with the start from Mize and the start from Boyd, when you get that sort of, you get a good quality start from your pitching and you get some consistency there. Yeah, your offense can, I want to say, almost like relax a little bit because they don't have to press on anything because, hey, we know that we got a guy in the mound that's getting us through innings. So our time is going to come. Gives you kind of a whole new perspective on things. And, I mean, it's a great game. It's a great game. In the studio last night, too, for the Bally Sports Detroit crew. Dan, did you have to work that one?
No, I'm off. I was off last night and I'm off today, but I'm working the entire A's series.
Oh, wow. But they do have some, that's the weekend, but they do have some day games, 4:07 start times, I believe.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, but 9:40 Thursday and Friday night.
So sorry. Does it stress you out when I ask you if you had to work?
No, not at all. No, okay. I love it. No.
All right. I was just wondering, because I was like, you know, maybe that's kind of stressful for him. Like, did you, because I always wonder, because I never know. And it's like, I'm watching the game, I'm sitting in my house feeling great, and I think about it, and I'm like, dude, Dan's got to be there. He's got to drive home. He's got to wake up in like 2 hours. Like, whoa, that's a lot. But great game. I like the new studio setup. the newer studio. Got a very very Baseball Tonight-ish kind of feel to it.
Yeah, I mean, the colors are nice.
Colors are, the on-screen presentation, you know, it's Shep's in the batter's box in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different than the desk, and I guess they got to do things differently than, you know, just being at the desk. You know what I mean? Because they're not traveling. So they're able to put Jack and Shep get in the batter's box and they're chatting. It was fun. A good feel to it.
I'm glad. That's what we want. I do. Yes, the batter's box thing is a nice touch. That adds a nice. It feels.
Can they
like
do
baseball.
The MLB Network studio where
that's
they have like this?
That's what I thought it was.
The mini wiffle ball field as their studio.
Remember when Sean Casey, he hit a comebacker at,
was it Billy Ripken?
Yeah,
or Al Leiter.
Yeah, I don't know. I hit him like right in the forehead.
It's a dangerous game, wiffle ball. But I like it. I think the studio setup's great. I was worried that I wasn't going, like something really was drastically going to change and I was going to be very upset at Bally Sports Detroit and want Fox Sports Detroit back. I almost slipped and said Fox Sports Detroit earlier, but I think the transition's been about as smooth as possible. The apps work so I can watch it on my phone or on my televisions. And I think the overall game presentation's been awesome. So the Tigers, big time winner. They'll kick off game number 3. Against the Houston Astros tonight, 7:10 start time on that first pitch. And if they can sweep this opening series and A.J. Hinch's return to Houston, that's crazy. McCullers against Fulmer is the scheduled matchup this evening before they hit the road for the first of 4 tomorrow night at 9:40 on the road, as I mentioned, in Oakland against the A's. We'll step aside. We'll be back. Chris Burke of The Athletic is going to join us on the Lions and the upcoming NFL draft. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This Tuesday, 4:20, go visit the award-winning Shattered Thoughts. At 6 different provisioning centers across Michigan, Shattered Thoughts will be hosting giveaways and offering discounts on their products, including an extra 25% off if you mention this ad. From handcrafted gummies to their talented team, they'll shatter your expectations. Check out Shattered Thoughts Medibles on Instagram for event information, such as product highlights and location details. If you want products that won't let you down, come support your Michigan-based premium medibles company, Shattered Thoughts.
COVID-19 vaccinations are available now at Meijer for those that are eligible. Text COVID to 75049 to register for your free vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Please complete only one registration at one location. Additional entries will replace your previous registration and may increase your wait time. You can also talk to your Meijer pharmacist or visit clinic.meijer.com for more information. Remember, just text COVID to 75049 to get started.